My name's Jamie Knight, and I'm currently the acting deputy manager at Burnworthy House, which is part of the Somerset Care Group. I've lived in South Petherton all my life. Originally, I always wanted to be a teacher, and that's what I went to college to do. I fell poorly at college and left and got a job in a factory. After that, I found that I wanted to make it a bit more rewarding and thought I'd just try and get a job in care. It did take a while because being a male, there's not many males in care. It was trying to find someone to give me a chance. And as you say, I got a job as a carer, not knowing whether or not I was going to do it or not. And I really enjoyed it. I love my job. And I've gone up through, so I started as a carer, then I went to a senior carer before moving across to Burnworthy here. When you've got loved ones at home you look after, and you see the rewards that brings looking after them, and that's what kind of made me want to work in care. So I thought, actually, there's more people out there that need the help. Some people haven't got family around them and that. Last June, so June 2019, me and my partner had a baby. It's my first. And for the first sort of 6 months, I really struggled adjusting to life as a new dad. And there was times when I actually thought I couldn't do it. And I really struggled. And the trouble is, there was a lot of support out there for mum and baby, but there wasn't a lot of support for dad. I didn't want to tell anyone. Some of my family don't still even know to the day. But I went and sought help. And yeah, I've got through it. Because my partner's got two children already, so I've got two stepchildren. But they were sort of ready-made. They could do everything. They already wash themselves, feed themselves, et cetera, et cetera. So when this new little life come around that actually we had to do everything for, it properly threw me. I always thought naturally, and I had this image in my head of what sort of dad I would be. And that completely went out the window when Amara arrived. I'm glad I got the help when I did. And now she's 18 months old and things couldn't be better. So the first couple months, you've got everyone coming round. Everyone's excited that you've got this new baby. And there's always help there. After that, it kind of fizzles out a little bit, doesn't it? The sleep deprivation kicks in. There's no one there to help you. I mean, I've had fantastic support from my parents and my sister and family and that around me. But at times when they're not there, and during the night and that, when you're awake during the night and you're tired, and that's when you hit your lowest point. So I thought, actually, this can't go on, because it was affecting everything. It's affecting relationship, work, how I felt when I got out of bed in the morning. So I work voluntary for the ambulance service as well, and they've got a fantastic counselling service and got some help through that way, because that way it didn't involve my partner, it didn't involve my family, who are already going through other things. And it was just a way I could talk to someone who actually had no connection with me whatsoever. I'm quite a sort of a happy-go-lucky person. I'm really chilled out. I don't get stressed out or anything if I can help it. So to know that actually as a person I was changing wasn't a pleasant experience to go through. And I could actually feel myself changing the way I was reacting with people, the sort of the lack of ambition, not really wanting to do anything. And that's when I thought, actually, Jamie, you need to sort yourself out a bit. It's just the opportunity to talk to someone who actually isn't going to judge you, who doesn't know your background. And it's just someone there to listen to you so you can vent without thinking of the repercussions from it. Until it all built up, I didn't actually realise that I needed the help quite as much as what I did. I kind of take being in a good mood for granted. I get up and I just don't let life bother me. So actually when that came in the way and set me back a bit, I realised actually I was taking a lot for granted. And I wish somebody had just said to me, Jamie, actually it looks like you're struggling, but never be afraid to ask for help. I think that's probably key, because I didn't want to ask for help initially. But actually, the help's out there, so go and receive it. And like I said before, there is a lot of support for mum and baby all the way through. Baby's doing fine, so listen. Oh, how's mum doing? Yeah, doing fine. Afterwards, how's mum doing? And you never actually get anyone turn to you and say, actually, Dad, how are you? My advice would be just ask for help. And I think amongst the older generation, there's such a big stigma about asking. It's such a taboo subject. And now, like I said, the younger generations aren't afraid. And I think that's only a positive thing, actually, is that there's so much help available now as well. Life is really short, and you see it all the time. You see people sort of coming into your care and passing, and you just got to make the most of what you've got. Because if you bottle it all up, you're just going to waste a really important part of your life. If mentally you're happy, everything else will fall into place as well. Your physical happiness, everything else will just fall in quite nicely, providing you're there mentally.